Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to land the plane. It's the final segment here on The Daily Tip on a Tuesday. I'm Chelsea Messenger, didn't they, and for Jenks. So in a minute, we will have to make our final decisions on what we're actually going to bet on today. So, Den, you said that you are mulling a crazy bet that you want to run past me. So, let it fly.
So, right now, Ohtani is the far and away favorite to win World Series MVP. Duh, makes sense. He's minus 400. The next closest guy is Vladdy Jr. 10-1. But I'm thinking because of what happened last night. So, let's just say Ohtani doesn't have the greatest of performances in the world tonight. Not that he's bad, so to speak. But he's fine, right? He's fine. Maybe he goes five and two thirds, whatever, a couple strikeouts, a couple hits, a couple runs. Because they use so many pitchers, if this series extends to six games, or certainly seven games, I feel like we see Yamamoto again. And he won a complete game in game number two. So I'm curious, right now he's 30-1 to win MVP. Do you feel like there's an avenue, if Ohtani is just like a regular human the rest of the way, for Yamamoto, if he gets another opportunity to pitch and has another crazy performance? Maybe it does have to be like super crazy. He has to have another complete game. But I'm just curious if you feel like there's an avenue there. I'm going to put a dollar on it regardless, just to be safe. But that might be something. It's crazy, I know.
But it's at that price. So, like, when you're betting something at, what did you say, 22-1?
30-1.
30-1. Like, that's built into the number. Is that, like, we know it's a long shot, but there is an avenue. Like, that's what the handicap is. Is that, like, we know it's a little crazy, but it's fine. So, if you want to put a couple bucks on it, if you have a bonus bet, I'm not going to talk you off of it. Because I do think it is in the realm of possibility. The way that we have seen these two teams battling. And here's the other thing. We have used so many pitchers already. Like, Yamamoto was warming up last night. So, like, there's a chance that he could come in and close out the winning game of the World Series as well. And you're right. I think Ohtani would have to be very, very lackluster in these next two games. Because, again, he's already had, like, these wild games where it just captures everybody's attention. And plus, he just has the added advantage of, like, he is doing it both ways. And right. That by itself is just such, you know, a trump card for all of these other players. And it does feel like the Dodgers, you know, could win the World Series. I do think if you're looking to put down some other bets, if you think the Blue Jays even have a chance, like, what did you say the number was on Vladdy Jr.?
10-1. If you think they have a chance, hammer it. Because that's a much better profit. Although them winning outright is still a pretty decent profit at this, you know, at this point. But that's a much better payout, because you know if they do win, especially with Springer hurt, it's going to be on the bat of Vladdy Jr.
Yeah, and he's been unstoppable this postseason, hitting over 400. So especially with somebody with power, and it feels to me like MVP has a little bit of a narrative to it. And it feels like he is the guy that got him here. He is the face of the franchise. And of course, he is a legacy. So it's just one of those things where I think that goes into it as well. But the Blue Jays, of course, would have to win the World Series first in order to secure that bet. All right, then. So we've talked it out. Hopefully you have something locked in because I am still mulling my options. But let's get to our best bets of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right. As I mentioned, it is officially decision-making time. And listen, I feel like there's a lot of good options, but when your actual money is riding on it, it's a little different. So you want to be really sure. So, Den, I'm going to let you go first since you are guest hosting. Lead us off here. What's your favorite play of the day?
So I'm being a great guest. You say you need some time to mull over. I got you, Chelsea, because I got three bets that I'm hammering away at here. And it starts with the guy that we were just talking about. I'm expecting a big offensive bounce back tonight from Toronto. They didn't score for what was a game and then some in extras. Their last run came in the seventh inning, and they played 18 innings. So I think there's going to be some sort of bounce back. I know Otani is on the mound, but I'm trusting in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So I'm taking him over 1.5 bases at plus 105. I was stunned that that number is available to me, but this is why you got to be looking at these numbers really throughout the day. The earlier, you might get a better number. So I really like that number, and I think this is a night where he could do that with one swing of the bat. He's the best player on the Blue Jays. I'm going to put my faith and my trust in the best player in a got-to-have-it game. So I got Vladdy Jr. over 1.5 bases.
I like it. Hottest hitter on the Blue Jays, and eventually the bullpen will have to come in. Probably, I am assuming we're not getting a complete game from Otani. Who knows? But yeah, it feels like Vladdy Jr. has hit just about everybody this postseason, so I would not put it past him. All right, time for my best bet of the day. I'm going to go with the over 8 between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. I understand that Otani is pitching, but we've seen it this postseason that he can give up runs. I know it feels sacrilegious, but he gave up 3 runs to the Phillies on October 4th, even though he had 9 strikeouts. When we are talking about an over, you just don't need 8 shutout. And I am assuming that Otani does not do that against this red-hot Blue Jays lineup, who have gotten hits off some really good pitchers. Other than Yamamoto, who is just pitching on another level right now, they got hits off Blake Snell, and they hit up Tyler Glasnow last night. Made him look like an average pitcher. And you've got to remember that this Blue Jays lineup is averaging over 6 runs a game, so I think they can contribute here. And then you look at the Dodgers against Shane Bieber. Shane Bieber's had some good ones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But this Dodgers lineup is absolutely raking. Shohei Ohtani got on base 9 times yesterday. So I think we see some runs scored in this one. And plus, this pitching staff has to be exhausted. They used 19 pitchers, both of these teams combined last night in that 18-inning affair. So let's go over 8 for minus 127 between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. All right, Dan, looks like you got a couple more bets. What do you like?
Scare money don't make no money. I don't get to do this very often, but I'm going to take full advantage today. I got the Blue Jays on the money line. It's a big number. It's plus 160, but my confidence is going to fall on them to make this a series. One, it helps us. I like more content. We get game 6. It gives us more content, but I do think there's going to be a massive bounce back, and if it's not Vladdy, I do think they have other guys, and we kind of saw this in that series against Seattle. They have other guys that I think can step up when called upon, so I think the Blue Jays, and it kind of plays off of the bet that you just had, Chelsea, with the over. I think you'll see a much better offensive performance from Toronto tonight, so I have them on the money line at plus 160 winning tonight. And then I got to, if I'm the one that gave you the nickname of Hoops Messenger, I got to be Hoops Day over here. So I got a basketball play as well. I didn't take part in any basketball in the Sports Equinox. I'm making up for it today, though. I got the 76ers laying 3.5 against my Washington Wizards. It's a little bit of a happiness hedge, but the Wizards have struggled on defense. They're a young team, whereas Philadelphia has high expectations. And I know they're not looked at as a championship team at the moment, but they're a much better team right now than Washington is. So I got them. They're coming to Capital One Arena here in D.C., but I got the Philadelphia 76ers laying 3.5 tonight against the Wizards.
Fading the Wizards. You had me there. But I will say this. I've been paying attention tangentially. I don't know if that's a word. VJ Edgecombe has been pretty good for the Sixers, so maybe that's a storyline to follow. But in general, I am staying away from the NBA, as a lot of us probably are. I will probably stick to player props from here on out, and no, I won't be betting unders with it. It's some inside information.
Yeah, overs only.
Right? But the NBA is one of those leagues where I'm not great at betting on the NBA, at least until midseason. It just feels like it takes a while for, like, any sport. I want more ammo. I want more stats. And sometimes it's tough just betting on sports at the first of the year.
I have made a lot of money fading the Wizards in the last 2 years. If they're not going to bring me happiness by their play on the floor, they might as well line my pockets. So I'm taking full advantage there. It is. You are correct, though. It feels very worrisome to play a lot of lines now in the NBA. It's just worrisome in general with guys sitting out, rest, load management, all of these things. So maybe that's what Adam Silver is going to help us with, this new initiative or whatever that they're doing to be more clear and transparent and all of these other corporate buzzwords that are riddled in that little statement that they put out. They need to be a little bit more transparent with that. So I'm with you generally. I don't play a lot of lines, but I will fade the Wizards whenever opportunity calls until they give me reasons not to.
Yeah, if you want to feel extra sad, like if you want to like pout and be like, my team sucks and they don't cover the number. The Titans are 4-21 against the number in the last 2 years. 4-21. And like think about how bad they've been and how many points they've been getting.
I was about to say, they're not favorites in a lot of those games.
So not only are they bad, they're not even coming close. Like, the odds makers are literally too high on the Titans. The Titans have underachieved in every single category. So, again, if you ever want to feel bad or better about yourself, you just come to me and I will feed you some Titan stats.
You know what? You have made me feel better about myself. Here I was thinking I was just, you know, raining on the parade of the Wizards. And in actuality, I'm not nearly as terrible as I thought. Did you see last night this video that's going viral between the Warriors and the Grizzlies about two brothers that played each other? They matched up like late in the game. Both benches were going crazy watching one of them back down the other one and shoot a shot over him. He missed, but it was still a cool moment.
Ah, but I feel like we've seen that before, like Seth and Steph Curry. Like we've seen
right,
this. We've
but seen it was two guys that it was two guys that I don't think play a lot, and therefore we got excited because they don't play a lot. The Spencer brothers, Cam
maybe
Spencer
Adam
and
Silver
Pat.
Will pimp this story because
we need good PR. Push the Spencer brothers. I don't care if Pat literally only played 1 minute.
Oh my gosh!
He wore 61.
Adam Silver has
like who 61? Wears 61
you know really
in basketball? Hockey,
guy,
sure,
I suppose.
But Lord have mercy, there wasn't a better option there. 16 wasn't available.
Probably not. That's the thing they do in baseball as well. Like when you see the guys at spring training who are like, they're like the MLB, like the major league invites to big camp, but they're not on the big league team.
Yeah.
They're like number 92. And even like the callers on even the announcers on the call are like, I don't know who's on third. There are no last names on that uniform. So the runner at third scores, whatever his name may be. All right, that's going to do it for us here on The Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Denton Day. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.